And with us in the studio this morning is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning. Good
morning, Jay.
Okay, we had a school board meeting last week. First of all, let's talk about the 2012-13 academic calendar. Where are we with that?
The board did approve the 12-13 academic calendar on a vote of 3-1, and then one person was absent at our meeting. And the 12-13 calendar, it does look different. It is on the school website if you would like to see the specifics of the calendar. We know that seat time is very important for student learning, but we also know that it is not necessarily the only factor in student learning. And this calendar does reduce our overall student contact time by one school day. We are looking at extending our school day by 28 minutes. Right now, the time that we are looking at is beginning at 8:07 in the morning and ending at 3:30. The trade-off for that is we will actually have 13 less days of school. So when you total up those extended days, our total contact time lost is only approximately a day. But we do have 13 days less of our buses running, of paraprofessionals, of kitchen help, of other things going on. So we save about $80,000with that calendar. Another big piece of this calendar is that it is going to provide some additional time for teachers to collaborate and to work on honing their skills as educators. We have a dedicated group of teachers who simply have not had the time to be as creative as they can be, and this calendar is going to allow them to move us into a more creative school system and a school system that will hopefully engage students even more. Teachers are the deciding factor in a classroom. A teacher who has enough time to plan and to be creative and to engage students is going to provide a much richer environment than a teacher who is with students more time but has not had time to adequately prepare.
Capital projects, it sounds like there's a lot. Now, when is this supposed to be done? I mean, I looked at the photographs and this kind of stuff, and some of it looks like areas at that end of the west end of the school that were being considered to possibly be included if the community center is attached to it. So what are we looking at here?
Correct. The original capital project plan that I was looking at would have involved us going into the West End as early as this summer. However, now that the board has voted 3-2 to explore attaching the community center to the school, we've moved those capital projects off to the summer of 2013. This summer, we're looking at getting our tuck pointing done, which is one of the levy pieces that we promised our voters we would make sure that we got done, and something that does need to be done. We actually have a roof leak that has emerged over the Sawtooth Elementary gym, and so we will be focusing on the roof as well. Another piece that we are looking at, believe it or not, our varsity gym is looking at 15 years now already. I'm sure to some folks it seems like it was just built.
Yeah, I remember those days.
For those that are in the gym frequently, I'm sure you've noticed that our blue floor and painting along that line has now turned into a nice teal green. And so we'll be doing some work in there as well. And those projects we're hoping to do this summer.
You can always change the school colors,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice color. It's just a little bit faded, and so we're looking at a thorough cleaning of the varsity gym, as well as some refurbishing of the floor.
Well, now I know that I read a report on enrollments coming up and the class sizes, and there's kind of that crunch point at 10 or fewer. So, what did the board decide to do on that?
Well, back in January, Principal Carmen and I asked for direction from the board as to what class sizes would they like to have final approval on, and as a group we decided that 10, you know, anytime we're running a class of 10 or less, that we need final board approval just because of the financial obligation to run a small class. We do have two classes, Calculus and Spanish 4, that we are going to offer next year, even though we only have enrollments of 10. Again, we're trying very hard to keep the diversity of our electives there for students, and we're pleased that the board did approve those classes because we do want to offer those classes as well. We do continue to have a full-time industrial arts position. Numbers are up a little bit there, which is great to see. And the rest of the classes are above 10, so we're in good shape.
Okay, we've been speaking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Thank you for stopping in, and we'll let you go to your all-day meeting.
All right. Thank you, Jay.